the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-Ali al-Azim. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. We managed to reflect on some parts of the hadith on the significance of knowledge and intellect by Imam Kadhim alayhi salam. We talked in the previous session about the position of dunya and the worldly pleasure in the sight of the people of understanding, the people of intellect. And Imam Kazim alayhi salam said that those who have this understanding, those who think and reflect, they would prefer the hereafter to this world. After that, Imam alayhi salam says that Ya Hisham, man arad al-ghina bila malin, the one who wants to be rich but not necessarily with having money. This is a new concept. You may be rich, but without money. How is it possible? You have no money, not cash, no even, for example, some assets to sell, but still you can be rich. مَنْ أَرَادَ الْغِنَى بِلَا مَالٍ وَرَاحَةَ الْقَلْبِ مِنَ الْحَسَدِ and wants to have comfort in his heart so that he doesn't suffer from jealousy. وَالسَّلَامَ فِي الدِّينِ and wants his faith and religiosity to be intact, to be immune. If someone wants these three things together, to be rich even without having money, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't have money. It means that even if you don't have money, you can feel rich. And also to be free from illnesses of the heart and to be free from worries and stresses which are caused by being jealous. If you want these three together, فَلْيَتَضَرَّعْ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ, he must humbly beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him one thing, which is the key to those three. What is that key? What is one thing that if you ask Allah and Allah gives you, then you can be rich even if you don't have money? And your heart would be put at rest and your heart would be safe and healthy. What is that? Imam says, فَلْيَتَذَرَّعْ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فِي مَسْأَلَتِهِ بَأَنْ يُكَمِّلَ أَقْلَهُ. He must beg to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to complete his aql, his intellect, his reason. It's not a matter of asking necessarily more knowledge, because you may have knowledge and still be very much interested in having dunya and, you know, want to put lots of, you know, money in your account. Or you may still be jealous. Indeed, to be alim and to be jealous is a combination which is not very uncommon. One of the things that happen to ulama is they become jealous. So they have to be careful.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers. Open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here. Who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
So knowledge by itself doesn't solve the problem. Doing more ibadah necessarily doesn't solve the problem. What can solve the problem is understanding, is having aql. So he must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and insist on having complete aql. And yukammil aqlahu. Then Imam says, what does happen to the person whose aql is complete? فَمَنْ aqala. If he is able to think and use his intellect, غَنَعَ بِمَا يَكْفِيهِ, he would be content and pleased with what he has, which would be enough to meet his basic needs. If we are pleased with what we have, and if we don't raise the standards for ourselves and become too ambitious, then we feel that we don't need anything extra. And this is the concept of richness. To be rich is not a matter of how much money you have. To be rich means whether you feel rich or you feel not rich. One of the things that shaitan does is that shaitan, as Allah says, "Ash-shaytan ya'idukumul faqr." Shaitan always comes to us and says that you are going to suffer. Soon you are going to become poor. Soon you are going to become bankrupt. Always ask us to put more efforts in collecting money. And you see, there are people who have lots of money, still they don't feel relaxed. They're worried, always worried. But those whose aql is completed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they may not have that much money, but they are very relaxed. They feel they are rich because alhamdulillah they have enough to meet their basic needs. They are not after luxurious life. They have even some little maybe saving. That's enough for them. They don't want to become very rich. So مَنْ غَنَعَ بِمَا يَكْفِيهِ اسْتَغْنَى. اسْتَغْنَى means to feel rich. To feel rich is enough. You don't need to be actually rich. To feel rich or to feel poor, these are the things that are more effective than being actually rich or poor. So مَنْ أَقَلَ قَنَعَ بِمَا يَكْفِيهِ وَمَنْ قَنَعَ بِمَا يَكْفِيهِ.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
Let us stop here, and inshallah, hopefully we'll have some chance in future to continue this discussion. May inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qualify us to be good followers for Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, and to be always at their service in spreading the true message of Islam, inshallah. May Allah protect our seminary and all Islamic seminaries from everything which is bad and disliked. May Allah protect our seminaries from anything which stops them from functioning properly and in the way that would prepare them for playing a great role in Akhirul Zaman that Ahlul Bayt expect from them. May Allah protect the life of our ulama and maraja and all people who do good things for promotion of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah heal all brothers and sisters who are ill. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all marhumin, especially marhumin of the brothers and sisters who are here and those who have rights upon us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
Farshi turab yadunni wa huwa ghita'i hawli rimal talufni bal min wara'i wal lahdu yahki zulmatan فيها ابتلائي والنور خط كتابه أنسي لقائي أنسي لقائي والأهل أين حنانهم باعوا وفائي والصحب أين جموعهم تركوا إخائي تركوا إخائي إخائي والمال أين هناؤه صار ورائي والاسم أين بريقه ليس